episode number 320, What's Your Ultimate Camaro?
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And here we go yet again in another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason. We got a packed episode.
Yes, we do.
Let's jump right into it. But let's do a rundown. We haven't done that in a while. We're going to ask you what your ultimate Camaro is, and we'll get into some details about that later. It's going to tie in with SEMA because, you know, SEMA's coming up soon, and you know we're going to be talking about it until it's done and long after it's done. There's a new ZL1 video out. We're going to talk about that. Maybe a new PDF download about 2012 Camaros. Got some voicemails, couple of emails, and some other stuff towards the end that you're probably going to want to stick around for. So let's get into the title here, man.
Ultimate Camaro.
I mean, we've been talking about SEMA. SEMA's coming up. We're going to go to SEMA, and we're going to see some really over-the-top Camaros as we have the past couple of years.
Yeah, we're going to see some wild, wild stuff.
Yeah, over-the-top to the point where you go, what the hell? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And,
really?
And we say, yes, I definitely do that to my car, but a lot of times we say, no way.
Yeah, no way.
What are we thinking? You know, everybody's tastes are different. Everybody's opinion is different. So what would your ultimate Camaro be? Like, you know, not just, you know, I'd want a 69 ZL1 and buy it and park it. I mean, if you were to build something custom, what would it be? What would you do? You know, we kind of wanted you, the listeners, to call in and tell us about that. Chris, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I didn't really think about it.
Yeah. Think about asking everybody else, but not ourselves.
I would do subtle things. I'm not an over-the-top wild type person. I don't even know if I change the wheels.
What?
Yeah. I'm not like you, man. As soon as you buy a car, you got to pull the wheels right off.
It's because I'm badass.
No.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Maybe I would do something more along the lines of some performance upgrades, maybe a turbo or supercharger, and car audio stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. Definitely like a cool nav system with some extra speakers and maybe a couple, I don't know,
so you can play
10-inch.
Play, you know, Easy E going down the highway.
Yeah.
Sounds like
Boys in the Hood, man.
Sounds like a cat throwing
Yeah,
up.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know what I'd do either. I guess I mean, we need to stay within the realm of reality here.
Yeah,
I mean, there is actually a million-dollar fifth gen out there that's on the show circuit. It's black with, like, you know, like 30-inch wide wheels on the back, and it's
Where
like...
Where did we see that car
That was in Oshawa.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But I've seen it elsewhere, too. The guy literally put $1 million into this car. And it's nuts. It's really nice, but it's really nuts.
I guess if you got more money than
God,
than you can deal with, here, you know, just do whatever you want.
The car is really something else. I mean, the interior is custom, this, that, and everything is custom. They basically rebuilt the car.
I would hope so.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I guess I'd probably, I guess looking forward, I'd probably buy a new ZL1, maybe do some slight custom paint job stuff, maybe pulley and tune and, you know, some exhaust and custom wheels and maybe some custom interior treatments and then bump up the car stereo. I think that's it.
Okay.
I want to know what everybody else out there would do. Would they, you know, would they do all appearance or would they do all power or just a big combination of both? I mean, again, we got to stay within the realm of reality here and just say that you've got, you know, a decent budget to work with, but nothing like, you know,
crazy
Jay Leno money or anything like that.
Yeah.
Who does listen to the show? Hey, Jay. I think. Didn't he say he listens to the show?
Yeah.
When he was taking us for a ride in his McLaren?
Uh-huh.
All right. So we want you to call in. The number's 586-486-3182. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day and just tell us about your ultimate Camaro, what you would build.
Yeah.
You know, like, say you had 6 months and a bunch of money to do it. What would you do? Yeah. Doesn't have to be fifth gen either. It could be first gen, fourth gen, third gen. Doesn't matter.
And pay attention to the site because when we're at SEMA, we're going to be sending up all sorts of pictures and you're going to be able to see firsthand all the wild stuff that's going on over at SEMA in Las Vegas in a couple weeks, about a week from Monday.
Yeah.
So, real close.
So, Yeah, SEMA. And if you're going to be in SEMA, we got a Facebook event that we set up because we're meeting at the Aurora Bar in the Luxor Thursday night, 8 p.m. We're going to have some special guests, including confirmed Cheryl Pilcher and John Fitzpatrick, the Camaro product manager and marketing manager, respectively.
Excellent.
A couple other special guests may swing on by. That we, you just have to be there to find out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a casual meet and greet. Check out the Facebook event page.
You don't want to miss this.
Chris will put it up in the links, in the show notes.
Yep, I've already got a little tiny URL for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. And so we can't go an episode without talking a little bit more about the ZL1.
Of course not.
Another video was released by Chevrolet.
Man, did you see this? Is this not badass or what?
That is incredible.
Oh, man, so it's like a 24-hour like test.
Endurance
test, but I don't think they do it 24 consecutive hours because like you see them go around the track and then they pull it off and then they bring it in the shop and they have to like either change out the tires, the brakes, or maybe something needs to be adjusted or something broke when they went around a certain turn. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to just beat the living hell out of this car and break it themselves so a customer, if they want to do the same thing, won't break it. So they want to break it for us, basically, and just put a hell of a beating on this car. And it's cool. And I think they did it at Milford.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I mean, this does two things. First of all, the video shows, hey, we're serious about making this car something else.
Yep.
It also helps them out by reducing warranty claims.
Yeah,
because I guess they're expecting people to really put a thrashing on this car.
Well, I would imagine so.
Than I thought.
Really?
You know, I mean, I was arguing that this really isn't a race car. It's a race car inspired vehicle, which is still true. But the more I see these videos, the more it's starting to approach that edge of
this is a race car.
No, but it's getting closer to that. If it was a real race car, it wouldn't have a VIN. That's what I'm saying.
Or an interior.
Or a place for a license plate. Or, all the creature comforts.
Yeah.
But still, holy crap, huh?
Yeah. Loved it. And we've got it linked on the front page of our website, also in the forum. So drop on by the front page at CamaroZ28.com. Take a look at it.
Yeah, play it right in your browser, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Speaking of ZL1.
Yeah.
We got a nice email from our good friend here.
Oh, yeah.
And your fellow disciple, Terry.
Yeah.
And she, emailed in, and because we've been talking about ZL1, for quite a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought up an interesting point here. Knowing dealers will probably be charging a high markup for this car.
Bastards.
How about a podcast that discusses markups and how to negotiate your best price on a new Camaro? It may have been a while since this came up in a podcast, so let's see if some listeners can call in and tell their stories about how they got the best price they could on their Camaro. A list of tips could be compiled from people's comments.
Not a bad idea at all.
No, not a bad idea at all.
Here's my tip.
What?
Refuse Camaro markups.
That's been our mantra from day one.
From day minus 10.
I know. We've been talking about this before the 5th gen was even released. Years before the 5th gen released. Because wasn't there people at... dealerships putting ads out like years before the 5th gen was even released, saying they were taking deposits.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And they were taking deposits and not guaranteeing any price. And if you don't agree to their price, you lose your deposit.
Yep.
So they could mark it up to the moon and say, well, it's either that or you lose your department, a-hole. Department, deposit.
Thousands of Chevrolet dealerships out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of good dealerships out there.
That's right.
And I'm sure we can probably, and our members can probably help point you to a good one to deal with.
That's right.
So if you're going to a dealership and they want to jack up the price,
tell them to
take your money elsewhere.
Tell them they can jack it somewhere else.
Exactly.
this is tough. It was easy to say this about, just the SS or LT Camaro. Because you knew that there was going to be an abundance of them eventually. And we could say, look, take your money, go to a dealership that treats you right. This is a little tougher, though, because the ZL1 will be so...
It'll be more of a specialty.
I don't want to say limited because it's not limited, but it's going to be a lower production.
Yeah.
It's, that's not a secret. So depending on where you live, you might have to look far and wide to take your money too.
Yeah.
If you, your local dealership is screwing you over. But you know what? Man, if it if it's worth the extra of whatever they're going to crank it up to you.
$5,000, $10,000, $20,000.
Who knows, man? It's who knows? I'm sure it's going to be good at some dealers and really bad at others.
Yep.
I mean, if you're willing to spend the money just to have it, okay. But boy, we're telling you, you know, we're not telling you how to spend your money, but I don't think it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
So to talk about it, you know, what dealership do you know is fair and reasonable? I mean, we got guys that'll that we're pretty confident that will help you out. Like, Chris, your dealer.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is
Buff Whalen Chevrolet.
Yep. Yeah, here in Toronto.
Yep, in Sterling Heights, Michigan, and of course our always good buddy Camaro Scotty.
Yeah, I'm sure he treats you right.
From Newman Chevrolet in Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
I got to think Tom Henry would do you right too.
Oh, of course. There's a ton of them out there. So just post on the website and.
In fact,
there's going to be someone out there who can help you out.
Yeah, in fact, we got a forum just dedicated to fifth generation Camaro dealers and pricing and you know. So if you're looking for one, you're striking out. Post there, somebody's bound to guide you in the right direction.
Yeah,
but definitely refuse the markups. Just don't do it. Don't encourage it. Walk away. Tell them to stick it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next? So we got to move on.
Yeah. Well, before we move on, I want to give a shout out to someone who listens to the podcast.
All right.
Mike Judge. Yeah. We met him in Oshawa, and he works over at the Oshawa assembly plant.
Yep.
And so what's up, Mike? I hope you're going to take good care of our ZL1s as they come down the line.
I hope I can have one that goes down that line. I got to sell my Camaro first.
Yeah.
Haven't really been pushing it too much, but had a lot of people want it. Just can't get serious about it.
Yeah.
I think they're scared.
Scared?
I still think they're scared.
Mm.
I go, wow, it'll suck the face right off your skull when it goes by.
I know.
Chevrolet is celebrating 100th birthday. And
Next month, 100 years.
We're pretty much entering the last call phase of getting your birthday wish in.
Yeah, so last call to call in and wish Chevrolet a happy birthday. 10 seconds or less, please. We're going to combine all these together and put together sort of an audio greeting for Chevrolet and wish them a happy 100th birthday. So last week, get your calls in.
Yep, just dial 586-486-3182. Say happy birthday, Chevrolet, and leave your name or your club affiliation or the whatever you want. Just
in 10 seconds or
10
less.
10 seconds or less, and we'll make you part of history. What's next? Do we talk about the PDF download? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. We got to thank Camaro Scotty for sending this over to us. There's a PDF released called Getting to Know Your 2012 Camaro, and it's a guide that kind of gives you a walkthrough of, you know, the features and functionality, especially, you know, your interior and your electronic settings and your vehicle settings and things like that. Pretty cool. It's kind of neat to leaf through just to say, hey, I didn't know we could do this, and I didn't know we could do that. We got it linked on the front page of CamaroZ28.com, and...
I particularly like looking at the heads-up display stuff because we don't have it.
I know. I wonder if the ZL1 will have boost on the heads-up display.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah.
Hmm. I bet you we know someone who might could answer that question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Fitzy.
Yeah. We'll have to talk to him in Vegas.
I'm sure we will because he's going to be there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, download it. It's free. It's easy. Click it. Read it. Love it.
Right on the front page.
Yep. All right, we got to get into our, we got a couple voicemails, some emails here and there.
Yeah, we sure do.
All right, let's start with the voicemails, eh?
All righty.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? It's Jason from California calling you. I just wanted to get some questions in about ZL1. I know you guys are going to be getting ZL1s, and I know Chris said he's going to get a stick. So, Jason, and for you, what are you going to get? Are you going to get auto or stick? I'm being forced to get an auto, so that's the only way for me to get one. So that's how it has to be. But very excited about seeing you guys in Las Vegas at SEMA, and just got the approvals for the SEMA show. And sounds like it's going to be a real fun time. So keep reporting on the ZL1. I'm loving it. And BBOMG for life. All right. See you guys later. All right, this is Jason from SF Hitchin. Bye.
This is Jason Port calling in from California.
Yep, San Francisco 5th Gen.
Yeah.
What an awesome guy he is.
Yeah. Yeah, can't wait to see you in Vegas too, buddy.
Yeah. He's part of our media team. He's going to help bring SEMA to the rest of the folks that couldn't make it.
Yeah. So, ZL1.
Yeah.
Auto?
Well, I got to be careful how I answer this.
Manual transmission.
For me?
Yes.
I got to be careful how I answer this because I was actually, called out, I guess, because I've been defending the automatic transmission, saying that it's a decent option. And then I said that I decided that if and when I get a ZL1, I'll probably choose the manual this time.
Yeah, cool.
And then somebody misread that as being in agreement that the manual is better than an auto.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. It depends on the person, right? Yeah. Just like blue is better for somebody than
silver or
red
black.
or sport gold metallic.
Yeah.
But I'll probably get a stick.
Okay.
And here's why. And I'll say the same thing I've said from the beginning. I've had sticks in my previous Camaro. This time I wanted to try something different. And just because I'm getting a stick in my next Camaro doesn't mean I don't like the automatic, because I do. The tap shift is fun as hell. Trust me. It's fun. And in fact, I wish I would have let Jason Port drive mine in Oshawa so he could look forward to this automatic a little more, because he sounds like he's a little reluctant, but I think he's going to like it. It's fun.
It is fun.
Isn't that what it's the car is supposed to be?
Yep.
Fun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there you go. I think it's fun. I also like sticks. So next time I get a stick, I might get an automatic again in the future. Who the hell knows? Not me.
I'll never go back to an automatic.
Well, that's because you had that, you had an automatic in your 4th gen, and it was just different then.
Yeah. I mean, it was a 2000 SS, but for drag racing at the track, damn, that thing was consistent, man. That was like a 1.9 60 foot every single time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't have that very long, consistent. Did you? Yeah, like a year.
About 2 years.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, because I got it in 2000, and I bought it in 2002. I got the 2002 SS.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's consistent. But at the same time, not in the manual mode that the 5th gen has. You can screw that up just like anything else.
Absolutely.
One thing you won't do is miss a shift.
Yeah.
Or grind the gears or bust the clutch or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a couple emails here. We actually have more than usual, which is always cool. I got one here. Says, hey, Chris and Jason, my name is Arsenal1886 on the message boards, although I've never posted. Well, good as that. I'm a longtime listener, but first-time emailer. I'm the proud owner of a new silver 2LT RS Camaro. I needed something economical with style while I fully restore a 1973 Z28 and a 1951 Porsche 356. Excuse me, Porsche 356.
Oh, okay.
As for the price of the ZL1, I think the coupe is going to start around $54,000, while the convertible will cost around $62,000. I'm also interested in what you guys think as far as special and limited editions of the ZL1 will be if GM decides to do any at all. Thanks, Vince. Arsenal1886.
Cool.
Porsche 356 from 1951. Neat. I don't even know what that looks like, but it sounds cool as hell. Hey, there's no shame in a 2LT, because it has just as much power as a damn 2002 SS.
I know.
Plus all those cool feature comforts we all know about. Yeah. So he says the ZL1 will be 54 with a coupe and 62 with a convertible.
Yeah, because last week we asked people to write in or call in and ask what they thought the ZL1 would go for.
Yeah. I think he's in the ballpark.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. He might be right. He might be way off. I hope he's...
We'll find out here in
the direction of
weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be talking about that soon.
Yeah.
Because they're going to release the pricing then. You got an email, right?
Yeah, I sure do.
All right.
This one comes in response to the same person who emailed a couple weeks ago. It says, "Hi, guys. Sorry I did not make it clear enough, but I was talking about the centrifugal type versus the top engine mounted type pertaining to drivability and performance. Thanks again, Chaz, Sniper SS. Jason, I'm half of the older couple you met at Mid-Ohio."
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So this is in response to they had first emailed wanting to know about the top-mounted supercharger.
Yeah.
And I don't think we answered the question. They wanted to know, I think, the difference between the centrifugal one and the top-mounted one.
Not
the E-Force one and the Magna Charger.
Right. Top mount, typically, you'll get much more torque early on, which is where it's fun. The centrifugal style, they kind of have to build up boost by spooling,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a turbo. So you won't get torque off the line, but I believe, and I'm not 100% sure these days even, but it used to be that the centrifugal makes more power. So you kind of take the good with the bad.
Or boost? How much boost are you in your, pushing in your car?
8 pounds.
8 pounds. Okay.
Yeah. But that's with an eight, you know, with a pulley on it and everything. Okay. You know, it comes down to preference. Who's going to install it? What style you like? You know, a lot of people bought magnet. They sold a lot of magnet chargers for this car.
I bet. Everybody and their brother owns one.
I was really surprised at how many are out there. Because we said this before, in the fourth gen days, anybody with a blower was few and far between.
I know.
It was cold air and exhaust and, you know, sometimes intake. And the badasses had heads and cam.
Yeah. And MSD ignition or...
The MSD 6AL.
Yeah.
And what else? The throttle body airfoil. Oh, the old days of squeezing two horsepower
BBK
out.
BBK 58 millimeter throttle
body.
Yeah,
that's right. And what else? What was it? Oh, the adjustable fuel pressure regulator.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yep. Geez, we could go on and on about this. All the $120.
Tornado. And
God, remember the tornado? Geez, that was like a big deal. Does it really work? No, it doesn't work. Really? I think it does. Well, then buy it and shut up. Don't ask. Those are the good old days and the stupid old days at the same time. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I guess what are you leaning towards and tell us why and we'll tell you if you're on track. I mean, we can keep this dialogue going. What was the name of that guy who emailed in?
It was Chaz. Sniper SS on the board.
Right on. Yeah, I mean, we can keep this dialogue going and talk about the pros and cons going back and forth. Or you can even call in if you like. We give you the number. I got an email here. I'll make this quick here. I'm not going to say this person's name. But he and I were going back and forth through email, and I thought this was so funny. I said, can I read this on the podcast, and I'll just, you know, I won't use any identifying information. He says, I've been thinking about a divorce lately, and what better way to get that rolling than buy a ZL1 convertible?
Yeah!
But am I wrong? Bald, fat, old guys need a ZL1 convertible. First, it's an antidepressant. I could probably get a prescription for one. Second, figure the car's life expectancy is potential 20 years before a major overhaul. 50, 60 grand is a fraction of the cost of Viagra over the same period. And it's faster. I was responding 10 seconds after just seeing that car. Of course, if I owned one, that could set me up for medical disaster given the inevitable effects of such longer lasting than 4 hours, and believe me, that is hard on you. I suffered such chronically during the period of 1974 to 1985, inevitably producing a marriage and 3 kids. So far, it's cost me at least $1 million, my youthful good looks, and most of my hair. But I did get these killer bags under my eyes and hair the sizes of drainage pipe growing out of my ears. Oh, goodness, I digress. Don't get me started down that lane. Anywho, when I saw the invite to build your own... Oh, yeah, he's talking about a link that went to another thing. Yeah. But it was a false alarm. But anyway, yeah, thank you for that. That was a good laugh. I especially like the part, hair the size of drainage pipe growing out of my ears.
Now, I believe he sent another email, too, and he's a first-time listener to the podcast.
Yeah. Do we have that?
No.
What did he say? Oh, he just said he likes the show a lot.
Yeah. He said he had seen us post about it all the time, but never actually took the time to listen to it and said, wow, you guys are actually pretty good.
Surprise, surprise. Heck, I didn't even know we were this good.
Yeah, so he was going to download Stitcher and listen to it on Stitcher, the app.
So I think he's kidding. I don't think he's getting a divorce or anything like that. And
we'll
if he is, you don't know him.
Emails.
Gosh, man, that's cool. These emails are fun, but we love voicemails, too. Either one, we'll accept, and here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we got one last voicemail here.
Hit it.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Mike from New York 5th Gen. I just got a quick question for you. I'm thinking about turboing my car. The kit that I'm looking at is between 570 and 600 to the wheels. Should I do it or not? Just want to see what you guys think about it. Thanks. Hope all's well. I can't wait for Canada, man. Later.
What's up, Mike?
It's our brother Mike.
Do it.
From New York. You say do it?
Do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
You got the coin, do it. Turbo. Turbo is a lot more rare than you know, blowers are, especially the Magna Charger.
Yeah.
And I know he's... I'm pretty sure he's got an automatic. Does he have one?
I don't remember.
I don't either. I think he does. And if he does, I got two words. Rolling boost.
Rolling boost?
Yeah, it's a Buick Grand National trick. It's where it's you kind of like power brake it, but you do it while you're rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're building boost as you're moving, and then when you take your foot completely off the brake, the turbo is spooled right up, building tremendous boost, and it's gone. And you don't blow the tires off the car because you're not going from a dead stop. It takes a little bit of finesse to do it just right, but once you find your sweet spot, man, it's bitching. So, yeah, I say do it, you know. I mean, make sure your installer knows what the heck they're doing and make sure, you know, it's not a hacked up, cobbled up, we think we can make this plumbing work on this because there's a lot of plumbing to a turbo.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you got heat issues, so make sure you shield everything as necessary. You can never shield it enough. Man, turbos.
Cool.
I love turbos.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen with turbo technology going forward.
I'm sure we're going to find out.
I wonder if it's going to increase or if it's just going to hold steady. I don't know. Anyway, we thank everybody for their voicemails and emails. Every month we give out a prize pack. And the two emails we got, they're entered. Because I don't think they've won so far yet, have they?
No, they have not.
Kick butt.
Yep.
I don't know what else we got going on here. We got to wrap things up here. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we still haven't got any submissions for Car of the Week.
Anybody out there?
This is ridiculous. We got hundreds of cars in our garages.
Do you want to be Car of the Week?
You can nominate yourself. We don't care.
Yeah,
we just want to honor the cool cars that are out there, and it doesn't have to be anything special. Just stick one in your garage on CamaroZ28.com, and then email us and say, "Hey, here's mine. Check it." Yo.
I think the last one we did was Stormtrooper, right?
That's correct.
Yeah,
maybe people think they're not as cool as that one.
Oh,
maybe they better step up and prove it. I don't know. Oh, speaking of kick-ass cars,
yes.
Guess what I got?
Besides
a bad attitude, I finally received the prototype of the next diecast car.
Yeah.
And remember, it's not called the Camaro Z28.com diecast anymore. It's called the Camaro Enthusiast Collection because I didn't want to alienate people that weren't yet part of Camaro Z28.com.
Yeah.
It's still going to be the Series 4, so we'll call it the Series 4 car. This one looks great. It turned out better than I thought it was. I had some concerns, but as soon as I got the prototype in my hands, concerns are gone. It's a good-looking car. It's got a cool theme to it, nice and clean. I think people are going to really like this one. And the green machine looks stunning.
Nice.
So, I'm going to open up pre-ordering probably in another few weeks.
Okay.
This won't be in time for Christmas, but I will make it so everybody who does order as a Christmas present gets a little bonus that they can hand to people and say, it's on the way, it's just not here yet. There's also going to be a lot of pre-order bonuses, a lot of free stuff.
Okay.
I'm really going all out to make people happy.
Okay.
And I got some cool plans in the works, so everybody needs to stay tuned. And I'll just leave it at that. But I'm really happy with how this is turning out.
Okay. Are the pictures up?
Nope.
No?
I haven't released them just yet because it's not quite ready yet. I still have a couple of things I want to see if I can get them to tweak. Nothing big. Nothing that probably anybody else would even notice. But you know me. I'm extremely tidy about my diecast series just because they mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
And I think it shows. Next week, what are we going to talk about?
Let's see. Next week is right before we leave for SEMA.
Mm-hmm. Probably going to do a SEMA recap and let people know how they can follow along at home.
Yeah.
We got car storage tips coming up, probably just after we get back from SEMA. So
yeah, that'll be into November.
Yeah, start thinking about what you do when you put your car away for storage, if you put it away. And if you don't, go make a sandwich. And we'll probably be talking about, probably more ZL1 stuff, because I think there's more stuff coming down the pipe.
Yeah.
With SEMA. I just think, I don't know. So I guess we better wrap for this week.
You
is that
betcha,
it?
Yeah.
We didn't miss anything else, or is that did we cover?
No,
it all?
I think we covered everything.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for your voicemails, emails, and for your support of the CamaroZ28.com podcast. We will see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.